Jerry Bader Show 935. Got a lot of stuff to get to in the show today. I want to spend a few minutes, though, on a couple of national talk show hosts who are, well, one is being criticized for being inaccurate. The other is being sued. Let's start with the smaller one first. This actually ranked a PolitiFact Wisconsin false rating. It involves Rush Limbaugh. That's right, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's PolitiFact Wisconsin. PolitiFact Rush Limbaugh. Why? Because in praising Scott Walker last month, Rush Limbaugh said Wisconsin is one of the bluest states and its unemployment rate is around 3.5%. Now, the first one is debatable. From the outside looking in, that's a common perception of Wisconsin, that it's blue. It generally, you know, you go back the last 30 years, it's pretty uniformly voted, outside of Ronald Reagan, voted Democrat in the presidential elections. And the blue is very blue, and the red is very red. But it's not a blue state the way I would consider Chicago a blue state, or Illinois, I'm sorry, driven by Chicago, a blue state, or Minnesota a blue state. I mean, it's not that way. What's the bluest of the blue? New York is very blue. You know, it's not. You couldn't lump Wisconsin in with that. It is very polarized, very split. And I think it's going to go big Republican in November. But I do understand that there is that perception of it. Item two, saying unemployment rate is around 3.5%. Okay. There's really no way to stand, there's really no way to stand by that. It's about 6.1%. So there's really no debating that one. Okay, is this a big deal? Because I had someone call me out on Facebook because I criticized Mary Burke for lying about unemployment rising under Scott Walker. Rush Limbaugh is on a radio show, and you know what? In radio, we work without a net. And sometimes, look, the reality is unemployment's down under Scott Walker. And yeah, he got it wrong, and he should correct it. When you work without a net, sometimes you make dumb mistakes. I've made one today already. It happens. You correct it and you move on. If Rush didn't correct it, he should. It's not 3.5%. It's about 6.1%. But for liberals to compare this with what Mary Burke is doing is ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. She had an ad produced in where she cherry-picked a number that she knew was a lie. There's a difference between a mistake and a lie. Rush Limbaugh made a mistake. That's not a lie. If he doesn't correct it, he should. But it's a mistake. Mary Burke intentionally is lying about Governor Scott Walker's record. And further, Rush Limbaugh isn't running for anything in Wisconsin. And it's just, it's much ado about nothing. This one is not. A year ago, right about a year ago this time, I was criticized by listeners of the show when I was discussing, I do discuss liberal listeners from time to time, but I was discussing the Boston Marathon bombings. You don't remember this, do you, Jason? I still have the Facebook message from a listener about this. People started calling. We had a listener call and say, well, Glenn Beck says there's this Saudi guy that the FBI is checking out, and you should be. I said, look, I can get in enough trouble on my own. I'm not going to re-report you. Remember that now? And then we got another caller who said the same thing. And then I got a Facebook post. Well, your ego is just, your ego's so big, you just don't want to take anything that Glenn Beck has because he's got the story about the Saudi guy. I said, well, good for him. I don't know anything about it. I'm not going to re-report it. Glenn Beck is being sued over those comments. And quite frankly, I think the person has a hell of a case. Glenn Beck sued for defamation after calling victim of Boston Marathon bombings the money man behind the attack. On a mid-April day last year, Glenn Beck was in full lather. Less than 1 week had passed since a pair of bombs had exploded in the Boston Marathon, killing three and injuring hundreds more. The FBI had just identified the Zaranoff brothers as primary suspects behind the attack, but to Beck, cloaked in a gray button-down in a sheen of indignation, this wasn't enough. In attendance at the marathon had been 20-year-old Saudi Arabian student Abdulrahman Al-Rabi. He was on a full ride to study at the nearby England School of English. He had been injured at the marathon, later questioned by police, and ultimately cleared of wrongdoing. Beck, however, had suspicions. The radio host urged the U.S. government to release information on Al-Rabi or Beck would expose him. "Let me send this message very clear," said Beck. "We know who this Saudi national is. We know who this man is. And listen to me carefully. We know he is a very bad, bad, bad man." Beck continued days later. "While the media continues to look at what causes were behind the two guys, there are at this hour three people involved," he said, alleging the U.S. government had tagged Al-Rabi as a proven terrorist. The broadcaster eventually called Al-Rabi an Al-Qaeda control agent and the money man behind the attacks. "You know who the Saudi is," Beck asked. "He's the money man. He's the guy who paid for it." A co-host asked, "Is this speculation or are you reporting something?" Beck ignored the question. "He's the money man." The money man has now filed a defamation suit against Beck, who has made a career out of conspiratorial musings. This, I think, is not one that's going to go away. Clearly, this was false. Clearly, there is nothing to substantiate that this guy had anything to do with the bombing. As I said, you work without a net in talk radio, and you're going to stumble from time to time. It happens. And you shake it off and you move on. This, I don't think, is one of those moments. And for those of you conspiratorial nuts who said, well, you're just living in the dark and you don't understand. As I said, I can get in trouble all by myself. I don't need Glenn Beck's help. In 3 minutes, Paul Ryan, he must be running for president. He's certainly driving liberals crazy as though he's running for president. We'll get to that in 3 minutes. It's 9:43.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.